When you buy a new truck, you're really working two separate deals, speccing the vehicle and then speccing the money to pay for it. Get loan ready on this week's Roll Audio. This is Roll Audio, a podcast for the business side of the trucking business. I'm Stephen Pettit. There are two simple realities today if you're borrowing to pay for a new truck. First, lenders will compete for your business, whether it's the local bank or a truck maker's finance arm or some third-party commercial lender. And second, the more creditworthy you are, the more competitive those prospective lenders will be. Now, any prospective lender is going to predict your ability to repay the loan based on your credit rating, your debt-to-income ratio, and how much you want to borrow relative to the purchase price or the appraised value of whatever it is you're buying. You might also have to provide tax returns and information about how long you've been in business. That's all to be expected when you go for a loan. But the real proof of whether you can service a debt lies in your cash flow statement. The cash flow statement details the flow of cash coming in and out of your company on a quarterly or monthly basis. There's probably no better indicator of the risk you present as a borrower.
So you definitely need up-to-date financial statements when you're self-employed. And oftentimes, lenders that are not knowledgeable, I'd say like banks, are probably going to ask for something like a copy of a tax return. But that's not really proof that you can service the debt. It's going to be a cash flow statement. Because there's things within your P&L statement that you file for tax purposes that are going to affect and lower that, because obviously you want to pay the lowest amount of tax. For instance, depreciation, which is not reality, which is not cash flow. So we like to try to educate particularly banks to tell them they want to look at a cash flow statement to understand if the debt can be serviced on a monthly basis.
That's Steve Mulligan of TFS Group, a company in Waterloo, Ontario that specializes in accounting for owner-operators and small fleets. When it comes to providing cash flow statements, says Mulligan, the greater the frequency, the better.
A lender will ask for a 12-month statement just to see, but break it down month to month so they can see if there's any seasonal fluctuations or anything like that, because it depends what trucking operations you're in. Say a gravel hauler may only be operating, 9-10 months of the year sometimes.
Your need for a cash flow statement should kick off a conversation with your accountant about financial planning throughout the life of the loan and the life of the vehicle. This dialogue should cover several important points.
Well, definitely you want to talk to your accountant to get your up-to-date financial statements and prepare and be ready to know what your cash flow is going to be, so what you can service. Secondly, if you have an existing vehicle and you're going to be trading it in, you have to know, number one, what is going to be the fair market value out there that you're going to sell it, and you may want to get an appraisal for that because the dealership may not give you what you want. The other thing, not only the fair market value you have to know, is you have to know for the current financing of that trade-in truck, what do you owe on that financing? So is the fair market value going to cover the payout on that and maybe give you some additional funds to go as a down payment on the new vehicle? And then finally, you want to talk to your accountant to find out what the value of the vehicle is on your accounting books from a depreciation standpoint, because there are tax implications depending on that as well when you switch into a new vehicle, whether you're purchasing it or you're leasing it. So it's always good to talk to your accountant about that.
A cash flow statement can help you make the case to a lender for more flexible payment plans. Maybe your cash flow is very seasonal, or you want to accelerate payments on the truck so your payments are lower later when the truck needs more big-ticket maintenance. There are ways to structure a loan so that it syncs up with your cash flow needs.
Yeah, and you can. Some people, they're called accelerated principal paybacks. You can do that. You can pay more of the truck in the first 24 to 36 months and then have a lower payment in the last 2 years. That's rare, but if you can explain why you want to do it to the finance company, they may be willing because they're paid more of the principal up front, although they make less money on the interest because you're paying it back faster, but it secures their risk a little bit more. And the other benefit of that is you have to be very careful, and that's why I recommend that our clients get us to run amortization schedules for them to know what the balance owing at certain points are. Because if you want to trade it at 36 months, what are you going to owe on the financing, and what do you think the fair market value of that truck will be when you sell it? And upside down means you owe more on the financing than you can get for it at the street value. And you don't want to be in that situation. It's pretty easy to set that up with a finance company because they may finance your truck over 66 months plus have a 20% payout at the end. You have a comfortable monthly payment, But if you ever try to sell it, you're not going to be able to because you're going to owe more on the financing that you can get for the vehicle.
If you're a good risk, Mulligan says, you're in a better position to negotiate a better interest rate on the money, and that can save you big time.
The three big ones are make sure you know what your credit score, and if it's good, and you've been an owner-operator, and you've got experience, and you've paid trucks off with no problems in the past, also have your cash flow statement ready. You know you can service it, and when you walk in and get quotes, I mean, it does affect your credit score a little bit when people do inquiries, but you want to get quotes so that you can get the best rate because a difference of just 1% in the interest rate has a huge effect. On a $100,000 loan, the difference between 10 and 9% is almost $3,000. And I always like to, with our clients, is equate that into how many more miles you'd have to run to earn the equivalent of after-tax dollars. So say after you take out all your expenses and taxes, you're making 42 cents a mile. That $3,000 is the equivalent of 7,100 miles you'd have to run to earn the equivalent. So that's half a month's worth of running.
One final point worth considering. The fine print is small for a reason. It's there to dissuade you from scrutinizing the contents. Read it anyway. Make sure your accountant does too. Identify things like early payout penalties and any sort of security agreements that extend beyond the life of the asset you intend to finance. In the end, remember, you're not just specking a truck. You're specking the money, too. Shop around. So that's it for this week's Roll Audio, a podcast for the business side of your trucking business. For show notes and contact information or to download a copy of this program, visit rollaudio.com. And listen to Roll Audio each week on Landline Now on XM Satellite Radio's Open Road Channel 171. I'm Stephen Pettit of the Seifkis Group, a marketing communications firm serving companies that serve the trucking business, reminding you it's not what you earn, it's what you keep.